see. Well, it's a big weekend for schools competition, Antrim Forum, the venue. How did Donegal competitors do?
Well, yes, indeed, even before I get to that, just, you know, overnight, even since then, in Spain yesterday in Alicante, Breen O'Donnell, European Masters medal for him over 30K, a new Irish category, age category record, 253. Hot, humid conditions, the Polish guy won it, and he fought a very tough battle with the Spanish athlete, and the Gartha Harkman won that battle and finished, got a silver medal. And indeed, the added bonus at the end of the day was the Irish team finishing actually in third team position. So, you know, many months of hard training paid off for him. So in the heat, in Alicante, silver medal over 30K for Breen O'Donnell, as I say, from Gartha Hark. And you asked me about the schools. And yes, it was another good day for the schools, Miles. And, you know, we've come to expect good days now at the schools. And we have built this reputation out of Donegal in various and varied events. And it came good for them yesterday at Ulster schools level. Of course, the real litmus test will be Irish schools when we get to that point on the 3rd of June in Tullamore. But the results were encouraging, they were positive, and there were records yesterday in Antrim, and conditions were good, weather was good, and so on. And it began indeed on Friday night, so it was Friday evening and on Saturday. And I'll just go through some of the names, and I'm concentrating mainly on the winners, so because I'd be here quite a long time otherwise. But basically, Anya Kerr from the Deal College in Rafo, she got along on triple jump, a double there, she won both. Anya Wilkinson from St. Columbus, well, she won her high jump on the intermediate girls, and her younger sister actually got a medal in the junior girls later in the day. James Kelly, as he always has done and hopefully will continue to do, he's from the Royal and Rafo. He won his shot put competition, senior boys, and will be expected to win the Nationals. Ben Campbell from Glenties Comprehensive, he had a hurdles victory, and Ben Campbell is actually from Cuala, Balnamore, and as is Lauren Callaghan. Well, Ben Campbell won the hurdles, and his hurdles, he's a very good hurdler, he's from the Fintown area, and Lauren Callaghan, she won the long jump, and she also is from Cuala, College of Cuala and Balnamore. Shauna Giles, associated with Cranford, of course, but she's in Milford Community School, and she had a really good day. Well, she won the shot put with a new school's record, and she also won the javelin, so a double for her, and 10.83 in fact, in her shot put. So big victory for her, and a very encouraging victory for her. From the Loretto Letterkenny, there was Olivia Kelly in the hammer event, and she won that, and that's an indication of good work being done in the hammer discipline in the Lifford Athletic Club. And schools, unfortunately, schools supporting and getting their athletes to schools level competition. Brendan O'Donnell had a great day again, 63.33 for him. That's a new Ulster School senior boys record. It's about 2 metres onto the former record held by Andrew Doyle, so very positive for him. And he's in Eunice College, of course. And Lucy McGlynn, she's from down Ballyshannon College at Columbkill. She won her hurdles. And indeed, there was further good news for the Abbey Vocational School in hurdles as well. A big battle there between Niamh Mohan and Rachel Gallagher for the gold and silver medals, and both of them are Abbey Vocational School. So obviously great work being done in Donegal Town by Eamon Harvey and his team over hurdles. Brothers Ryan and Ross Henderson, Royal School Rafo hammer again, 1 and 2 for them. Adrienne Gallen had a great day. She's a daughter of Sharon Foley, Sharon Gallen, one of our best all-time ever Donegal athletes in the history of the sport, and she's doing particularly well. Well, she won the shot. She had a new record there, and she won the hammer, 47.20, so 10.63 in the shot, 47.20 in the hammer. That's a good combination and good results for her. And Jude McCrossan in the hammer as well, 44.74, he had a gold medal performance. So a lot of different disciplines, a lot of different stuff, and maybe I missed out one or two, but and many, many other silver and bronze medals. So all in all, add it all up, and moving on, as we need to do, to the Irish schools in a couple of weeks' time, Miles. It'll be an exciting day, as it always has been in recent years, so we look forward to it, and we congratulate those that did the business yesterday, and we thank the schools that are supporting athletics at this level.
And action tomorrow again in the Finn Valley Centre for younger athletes?
Yes, it's been a busy time at Finn Valley. I mean, on Friday we had about 1,000 plus youngsters for the primary school's finals, and that was a mighty day, a really, really, really brilliant day, superbly organised, and it went just so fluidly, and I walked away from it on Friday, first of all, and I walked away from it very, very happy, you know, 48th annual primary school's athletics, and all the medals went all over the place, and you know, anybody that took a medal out of Balba Fae on Friday in the primary school's athletics done really, really well, and can be very, very, very happy. But really, the big story is the engagement by more and more primary schools in the world of athletics, and giving the youngsters an opportunity to participate. Yes, tomorrow evening it's Donegal Children's Games. It's under 9, 10s, and 11s. It's a 6 o'clock start, so registration from about 5. And the county board are obviously in charge of that one. And as I say, it's back to Finn Valley tomorrow evening for a 6 o'clock start.
Okay, Patsy, anything else?
Not really. We'll just keep an eye on things as we go through the week. But it's just obviously a busy time, Miles, and track and field, and mostly at local level. Then we headed out to Antrim yesterday. But in the weeks ahead, there'll be Ulsters, and some of the Ulster championships underage are at Finn Valley on the 4th of June. So again, looking forward to that, and indeed to next Sunday, Paddy O'Donnell Memorial Games, third annual Paddy O'Donnell Memorial Games at Templemore in Derry, acknowledging Paddy, who was a great stalwart for the sport in the city of Derry. So looking forward to next Sunday indeed.